Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 769. If you'd like to have a copy of a channel, tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. I'm continuing on today in the book of Revelation. It's God's message to you of these very last hours of time. After you hear the entire book, you'll understand how close you are to the end of time. If not, pray for more understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of God. It's impossible to know the Word of God, the New Testament, without knowing the Old Testament, because they enhance one another. I also have music and letters. Right now, let's pray. Father, anoint me, continue anointing me with the Holy Spirit. Let everything that comes out of my mouth tonight be from your Spirit, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that souls might be saved and the church edified. Rebuke, Father God, I rebuke Satan in the blood of Jesus, and I pray, Lord, that you will honor my rebuke. Slam him, close him down, Father God, in Jesus' name, and open many doors for us. Bless us in every way. Build a wall of fire around and about all your children. Heal the sick and afflicted, those that are in your body, you've already healed, and those that are soon to be in your body, heal them and give resources to every one of your children. Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, food, clothing, housing, blessings of every kind, cast out devils, raise the dead, in Jesus' mighty name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're in chapter 16 of the book of Revelation. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Verse 2, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast. Those of you that have agreed with that which you see on TV, you've agreed with the filthy judgments of judges and prosecuting attorneys. You've agreed with sending people that are Christians into prison and murdering them. So this is going to grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast. You have the mark of pride. Pride above God. God is the only one that should ever be able to have pride, but he is gentle and deals with people and has been long-suffering with you, and yet you just thought of it as being weakness. But you took the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image, he kept believing all the filth and the taking away of all the privileges of human beings. You love that, and so this is happening upon you which worship that image and all the filth that's being said on the tube. Verse 3, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. Every person that's on a ship or on a boat or wherever you're on the sea, you've had it. And your soul goes straight into hell. And then the lake of fire. Verse 4, and the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood, like the blood of a dead man. And I heard the angel of the water saying, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. Verse 6, for they have shed the blood of saints, saints of the living God, those that are fused into the vine, which is Christ, the spiritual vine, and prophets, those that are in the olive tree, Christ, they that eat from the tree of life, which is Christ, the word of God. And thou hast given them blood of dead men to drink, for they are worthy of it. Verse 7. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. Verse 8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. verse 9, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. You know, just ask the Lord to take these plagues off of you. He has power over them, but you instead, you blaspheme even more, like you're going to get by with it or something. And they repented not to give him glory. Verse 10, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. You use your tongue for chewing gum. Verse 11, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. Instead of blaming Satan for believing him, they're blaming God. And God tells them all the time, just as I'm telling you right now, that this is what's going to happen to you if you do that. Verse 12, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Verse 13, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, the devil, and out of the mouth of the beast. This one world government is stinking weasels, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, the Pope, the false church, the one world church. Verse 14, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. The battle of Armageddon, the battle of words. God's word against you, Satan. And you can see what's happening to you and your people because of your words. Verse 15, behold, I come as a thief, Jesus says. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, keeps yourself clean, lest you walk naked, and they see your shame. Verse 16, and he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Everyone's being gathered together. It's a big crowd. Everybody's taking sides in the valley of decision. Gather him together in a place called Armageddon, a war of Armageddon, a war of God's word against Satan's word, Satan's word against God's word. Now, most of the people believe it is Satan because they've just let themselves be mesmerized by TV. Not only TV, but all the media at large and all the other elements of the beast. Verse 17, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came out a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne of God, saying, it is done. It is finished. La cama deo finito. It's the finish. It's no more. Verse 18, and there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. Verse 19, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon, mystery Babylon that is, came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Okay, this cup is the wine, the very top wrath of God. Fierce. Verse 20, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Verse 21, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, that's 100 pounds, pulverizing the earth. And men blaspheme on top of all this, blaspheme God because of the plague of the hail. For the plague thereof was exceeding great. That was the end of chapter 16. Chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore. Now the great whore is the Vatican, who is the head of the one world church, the one world government, and the one world media. The great whore, I don't think God likes this bastard, if he calls her the great prostitute, the great whore, that sitteth upon many waters. She covers the seven seas, the four winds and the seven seas. Oh, many waters. Verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. They've believed in all her filthy sins and her ways, and they prospered with the different things. If you would obey them, well, then they open up doors for you of commerce. You can buy and sell and so on and so forth. Those of you that are of the beast, the Antichrist. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk. I mean, they're drunk. They just have been sent strong delusions. They're drunk with power. They were drunk with the wine of her fornication, of her committing all kinds of evil sins that are worthy of death. Verse 3, so he carried me away in the spirit. Jesus carried him away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast. Okay, this is the Vatican regime that controls the world government, the world government being the beast. And she's leading and guiding him, full of names of blasphemy. She says she's God. Look at me, I'm sitting like a queen up here in heaven. Or she says she's in heaven, but she's right on earth, having seven heads and 10 horns. This is the same proud one that is full of blasphemy. There's no end to her saying she has power. All these horns and heads and names of blasphemy and crowns, these are all symbols of power. Yeah, they're just symbols, but they have a short lifespan. Verse 4, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. Big deal. You go down to the clothing store and buy purple and scarlet, but that has nothing at all. Scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. Well, what would it profit this whore if she gained the whole world and lost her soul? So she's got some gold, and she's got some silver, and she's got pearls and precious stones, and has a golden cup in her hand full of abominations. Those are sins that are particularly antagonistic to God. Abominations and filthiness. She's a flea bag of her fornications. Her fornications, which means that she is totally defiant against God's words, his holiness, to keep his commandments. Verse 5, and upon her forehead was a name written, and here it is right here, Mystery Babylon. It's not Babylon, it's Mystery Babylon, the Great. And she is the mother, it says right here, and God says, the mother of whores and abominations of the earth. So she's the mother. Now, in the record business, they have masters, mothers, and stampers. This is before we started doing CDs, and you put this record in the bath, they called it, and it would make a mother. And from the mother, you'd get stampers. So if she's the mother of every abomination on earth, then everything that you see that is evil, every war that's been started, every filthy thing that's on television, on magazines and books, and sideshows, everything, she's the mother of it. This is Rome, the great whore. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. There's no other cult that has done this, has martyred saints, that has shed the blood of the saints. Even Jesus, they are the Roman soldiers, are the ones that nailed him to the cross. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. What's with you, John, admiring this pig? because it's so mighty and powerful. I saw this monster. It looked like worse than a Frankenstein monster, and it loomed clear up into the clouds. And I saw it coming to me, going from one side to the other. It was like made out of iron and had iron teeth that were like triangles. And inside of its mouth was like fire. It's like a furnace full of fire. And it takes a long time. I've explained it many times before on tapes. Verse 7, and the angel said unto me, how come you marvel at this weasel, this whore? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her. She sits, this big fat sow sits on the government and leads it and guides it and tells it all the evil things to do, which has the 7 heads and 10 horns. Verse 8, the beast that thou sawest was and is not. Well, it was the Roman governor, then it was not, and then shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into sin, perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was at one time and died, and then is not, and yet is. It's just put together by Satan, because he knows those people over there are no good, and he can use them. Verse 9, and here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains. This is where she sits. 7 mountains or 7 hills on which the woman sitteth. That Satan's seat is Rome. As for a ticket to the city of the 7 mountains or the 7 hills, and they're going to give you a ticket to Rome. You'll see. For any travel agency. Verse 10, and there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. Verse 11, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th. Now this is Rome. This is the 8th government. Amen?
Amen.
And is of the 7, and goeth into perdition, into sin. Verse 12, and the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet. No, they're just appointed by the Vatican as servants, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Well, they are given that power just for a short space, because the beast, the one world government, sees that they've had it. And so they try to encourage, and they see that these are not really believing in them so much anymore. So he gives them a little power there for a while. Verse 13, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, because they're helping the beast out, the one world government and church. They're part of it. Verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, with Jesus, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called, are they that are called and chosen and faithful. I'm with you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, they say in that movie, Babe Ruth, I'm with you, babe. I'm with you. Well, I'm with you, Lord. I'm with you. I'm not with the babe, but I'm with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are the one that has life. Verse 15, and he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Why, they're just everywhere, the whole world. It's the one world government, folks. Don't you get it? And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, the 7 seas, where the whore sitteth are peoples, plural, and multitudes and nations and different languages, all the languages of the earth, the one world church, the one world government, the one world media. Verse 16, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, the Vatican. Because these are 10 nations that are with the Vatican for a while, and then they start hating the whore because they find out that she's the one that's causing all the trouble. And they listen to my message, and they believe it and receive it, and now they hate this whore because of the word of God. And they shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God, verse 17, hath put it in their hearts. God put it in there. God's servants put it in there. God is talking through me to them. Amen. Amen. To fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast. Hallelujah. Until the words of God shall be fulfilled. Well, I see my time is up on this broadcast, but I'm going to continue this on the next broadcast. So we have probably time for one letter. Go ahead and read the one.
The end of the letter from Toccoa, Georgia. There is a command that we need to also take heed of. Come out from among them. I am not a preacher, but at times I can preach. This playing around just won't get it, and our so-called leaders tell us they are working with God in mind, a God that expects nothing from us but trouble. While they have us making more bricks with no straw, that burden will be lifted. The blind leading the blind just won't get it, but we are willingly ignorant. How much worse can it get? And our so-called Christian leaders lead the way, making every effort to get on the broad road and stay on it by going over the wall and not through the straight and narrow gate.
Well, these are members of the beast. Amen?
Amen.
One world government. They become one world. They become Antichrist. Then what?
I must close and let Tony do the preaching. I need to hear the hard, cold facts, as the fanatics surely need to be on fire for God and his word, and not the lukewarm section of deadbeats. Jerry Russell from Toccoa, Georgia.
Okay, if you got a short one, we can do that.
From Burkina Faso, Africa, I give thanks to God for the discovery of this website. God bless Pastor Tony Lomo for this gigantic work. Amen. O. Olivier from Burkina Faso.
Where's that from?
In Africa, Burkina Faso?
Okay, I know what it is. They don't know where Wyndham is either, I'll bet. Okay, I'm the Wyndham Wanderer. All right, we're time for us to pray now. And those of you that have heard these words, they're true, they're from the Bible, they're from God. And if you want to remain in the beast, the one world government, to believe the United Nations and the filth that they are imposing on the world, then do it. But in the meantime, realize one thing. That the Lord here is saying that he's going to destroy the beast, the one world government, the one world cult, and the media as well. He's going to burn her up. All right? So those of you that want to be with the winning side, say this prayer. That you can be born again of the Holy Spirit. That you're no longer a part of the earthiness, but you're of the heavenlies. Say it to the Lord. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program number 769. It's free.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, tune in tomorrow for some more of the real deal, the real Word of God, the Word of God that you need desperately in this last hour of time. My God is real, and this is myself singing it for you. My God is more real than anything else in the universe.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within. My God is real, real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like your gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn, all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part, for God is real and I can feel Him in my heart. My God is real, real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like your gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.